Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review, and today's product is the Meru the Succubus Onahole co-brand mini sex torso from MRL Sex Doll. So this is a company I've worked with in the past, and they specialize in anime figurine sex dolls. So they're not life-size, but they're like, if you're the type of person who collects anime figurines, but you're always like, man, I wish I could stick my penis in that figurine. Like, not the anime girl herself, but the actual figurine. MRL's got you. They got a whole bunch of anime figurines that are actually sex dolls and onaholes and whatever. And here we have Meru the Succubus. Now, I'm not familiar with the show. I know it's from Newgrounds. I've seen the hentai. And it's got like, it's good. It's good. If you're into, you know, demon girls and in boobs and sex, then, you know, there you go. But anyway, so this is like a co-brand with the creators of Meru the Succubus. It's like officially licensed. It's really cool. Very impressive. It's one solid material. There's no skeleton. There's no bones. I don't know how good this detail is going to show up. It's obviously one color, which is very common when it comes to like these sorts of toys. I have seen ones where they replace like certain parts of the doll with hard plastic so they can get the detail. This is the first time I've seen one of these toys with this level of detail at this scale. Like, you can actually see, let me turn her around, you can see the fishnet on her arms. I don't know if this is coming through on camera again. Oh, there you go. Okay, so she has fishnet on her arms. You could see her fertility tattoo on her pelvis, you know, her nipples, like you see the areola. She can even see the piercings on her nipples. I don't know if that's coming through. She's got like piercings on her nipples. The detail is really good. If this was colored, which I know you really can't do, because the silicone won't hold color. If you try to use like a paint, the paint will dry, and because this is squishy and flexible, the paint will just scale off. That's why it's not colored. Normally these are flesh tone, but because Meru is a succubus, it's red, and it's very shiny. That's obviously coming through. So this doesn't have like any kind of oil or lube on it. The material itself is just really shiny. So I do apologize if it's hard to get the detail through. But there's not much to this toy. This is more of a collector's item, if I'm being real honest. So if you're a fan of Meru the Succubus and you wanted a fuckable figurine of her, then here you go. This is literally it for you. So it feels good. Like, as far as, let's judge this first of all as a collectible. It's highly detailed. It's a very good representation of the character. It's sculpted out of premium silicone, and it's really impressive. So as a collectible figurine, I would rate this very highly. As a sex toy, it's also very good. So let me show you the goods. She's got two holes, obviously. You know, you got the vagina and the anus. They're both anatomically correct from what I can figure. And because this material is very squishy, it's perfectly accommodating for your human-sized penis. So I was able to go. Now, the one thing I will say is the butt is very, very shallow. So I think there's actually, hold on. It says the measurements on the website. Let me look those up real quick. Okay, so I just looked it up. The vagina cavity is 14 centimeters. And I was able to go, you know, down to the hilt, right? Balls deep. Into the vagina. So the vagina cavity pretty much goes all the way through the doll. It's not anatomically correct, obviously, because, you know, a woman's vagina doesn't go all the way into her sternum, but this one does because it's a sex toy. The butt is only 8 centimeters. It's about half as deep as the vagina. It is not, you cannot go balls deep in the butt. I'm not sure why they did that. You know, actually, I do know why they did that. I actually have used, you probably don't remember, I've reviewed toys where it's a smaller toy and the anus and the vagina cavity merge because the toy isn't wide enough. Like, look how skinny Meru is, right? So if you tried to fit two anatomically correct channels, one for the anus and one for the vagina, her torso wouldn't have enough mass to support the toy structure. So essentially what they did was the vagina goes through the torso and the anus just stops short. Otherwise, there just wouldn't be enough mass. So I get why they did it. So the good news is if you want something that's more like to scale, for lack of a better word, like if you want to have sex with Meru the succubus, but you want to know what it would feel like to actually stick your adult human-sized penis into a small succubus like so, you're obviously not going to go balls deep because you would impale her. And if you want to know what that would feel like, you could stick it up her little demon butt, and it's only going to stop about yay deep. So it's going to give you more of that like authentic experience. Like if you actually want to know what it'd feel like to fuck something this small, this like, you know, like Tinkerbell type of sized, you know, sex doll, then you have the kind of the shallow butt cavity. So as far as how the toy feels, it feels fine. It feels fine. Like out of all the sex toys I've used, this is a perfectly acceptable pocket pussy / own a hole. It feels good. It's got decent tightness. The only complaint I would have is the butt is pretty shallow, but that I explained why that's necessary. And also, like with a toy this small, having two holes is kind of unusual. Usually you just have the one hole because you can't really accommodate two holes. So they, you know, I applaud the effort. They tried to fit two holes in this toy to give you the option of like the vagina or the butthole. I do appreciate that, but just be aware the anus, while usable, is not very deep. But again, you can play into that. There's really not much else to say. You can't really use the rest of the doll. Like, you know, the boob you can squeeze, but they're not big enough because it's meant to be based on the character. The boobs aren't big enough for you to like put your dick in and like titty fuck or anything like that. And the mouth is not usable. I guess you can give her like little succubus kisses. She is sticking her tongue out. You could try to give her little Tinkerbell kisses if you're into that sort of thing. But other than that, this is essentially just a Fleshlight kind of toy. It's a handheld kind of pocket pussy own a hole that has like a sex doll kind of built around it. But you basically use it like a pocket pussy. You hold it in one hand and just jerk yourself off with it. So as far as like, you can hold it like a sex doll. You can like squeeze her titties while you have sex with it. But it, because of its size, it's very limited. It's obviously, you know, going to break immersion if you're going for like something more realistic. There's not much else to say about the Meru Onahole sex torso. I will say though, it did come with this keychain, which apparently is like a limited edition keychain that's only for like backers. So they had a limited amount of them, and on the website they say that they're sold out. So apparently I got one of the only, or the one of the last, a limited edition Meru the succubus keychains for this toy, which I kind of feel bad because, like, again, I'm not familiar with the show. I appreciate them sending me this, but like I kind of feel bad having something like this with my review copy when I wasn't one of the backers and I'm not like a huge fan. The character is really cool. I appreciate the art style. And you can see also there's different clothing. Like in this one, she's wearing like a shirt tied over her boobs and a skirt. And then if you flip it over, she's wearing black lingerie. So that's really cool. That's really cool that there's two sides of this keychain. So I don't, if you order it, I don't think it'll come with the keychain because on the website it said they were sold out. So the keychain is only for if you're like a backer or if you're special like me, I guess. I got one of the limited edition keychains for some reason. But anyway, that's kind of all there is to say about this. Okay, so the elephant in the room is price. So MRL Doll, they make these anime figurine sex dolls. And one of the things about anime figurines is they are expensive. And since these are essentially kind of anime figurine sex toy hybrids, they share that expensive trait with their anime figurine cousins. So this Meru the Succubus Onahole co-brand mini sex torso is $198. Now that is a pretty penny. That is a pretty penny, especially for essentially what it is. Now, again, as a collector's item, as an officially licensed Marrow the Succubus collector's item, this could be worth it. I mean, I've bought anime figurines. Here, let me show you. So this is a Good Smile, what are they called, Nendoroids? And it's based on Fate Grand Order, and it's Yumi Ren. And so she looks like Celestina. That's why I got it. But this thing was like $100+ for this tiny little chibi plastic toy that's like mildly posable, and it was like over $100. So anime figurines are hella expensive. Are they worth it? Should I have spent $100 on this little anime toy because it kind of sort of looks like my waifu, even though it's not? Obviously I did, but I mean, that's the thing about anime figurines. They're really expensive. So if you're a fan of Meru the Succubus, this could be a really cool, figurine slash collectible for you to have of your waifu. And you can actually have sex with it, which you can't do with most figurines. You can actually, you know, thrust your penis into it and have sex with your anime figurine, which is kind of the whole deal with MRL sex dolls. But be aware, it's $200. Can you get a pocket pussy or an onahole for like less than $50? Yes. You know, as a functional toy, these sorts of toys, you know, it doesn't spin, doesn't vibrate, doesn't do anything. This toy will probably go around $50 if it wasn't an anime figurine. If it was just a tube, it would be like $50. But because it's made into this anime figurine collectible, it's $200. So whether or not this is worth it to you entirely depends on whether you're a fan of Meru the Succubus. If you're just looking for a onahole or a pocket pussy, it is not worth $200. You know, is it a good pocket pussy? Does it feel good? Sure, it feels good, but not $200 good. But if you're a fan of Meru the Succubus and you're looking for a collectible figurine that you can also sex up, then there you go. You could possibly paint it. Now, just be aware, if you do paint this toy, it is stretchy, and the paint's going to flake off or scale off after it dries. Maybe you could use like a grease paint, something flexible. I don't know. I haven't experimented, but if you can figure out a way to paint this up and make it, with color, that might really be a game changer. Because then, if this was fully painted, and this was like a major collectible, I would be a lot more okay with the price tag. But you know, it's got the detail, it just doesn't have the color, and I get why. But anyway, if you're not going to use it for sex, if you're just going to display this as a collectible, maybe you could paint it up, and then the stretchiness won't be a factor. But if you're going to use this for sex, the paint's going to come off, just so you know. So anyway, I don't really have anything else to say. It's very expensive, but it's also a rare collectible. You know, so if you like Meru the Succubus, $200 for a fuckable collectible of your waifu might be a good investment. I mean, I spent $100 on a Fate Grand Order Nendoroid of a girl that, because she kind of looks like my waifu, but it's not even my waifu. So, you know, who am I to judge? So anyway, check out the company, check out the website. I do have a coupon code. I think it saves 10%. I'm not 100. Let me double check. Yes. Okay. So I have a coupon code. It'll save 10%. So 10% when you're talking about a $200 toy, that ain't scratch. That's a pretty good chunk of change. So use my coupon code, save 10%. And that's about all I have to say. This is a good onahole. This is probably like the most elaborate, high quality onahole I've ever seen. And also I really appreciate the limited edition keychain that it came with. But $200 is really, really expensive. Really expensive. But if you are a man of culture, if you are a man of culture and you require the best onahole of the choicest waifus, and Meru the Succubus is one of your waifus, then by all means, get this. $200, 10% off with the coupon code. Enjoy. It is an excellent toy. It's just really expensive for what it is. So that's all I have to say. If there was a way to add color, or maybe there was like additional functionality, maybe if the toy vibrated or spun or something like that, maybe that would justify the price, but for what it is, it's very expensive, but it is a collectible, so just keep that in mind. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, MRL Sex Doll, for sending me this toy. I also appreciate, once again, the keychain. I probably don't deserve it, but I do appreciate getting this very rare kind of add-on. But anyway, that's all I have to say. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.